Our readings this morning remind us of the good news that our God provides for us, but also gives us free will. God knows our weaknesses, but in his unconditional love and great mercy, God is always ready to receive those who open their heart and soul to him with trust, repentance, and humility. While the Israelites were in the desert, God provided manna, bread from heaven, which miraculously showed up in the desert each day. But once the Jewish people arrived in the land that God had promised to them and had access to the fruits and bounty of that land, God ceased the need of providing this extraordinary gift of manna. Now the people of Israel were to be nurtured, fed through their free cooperation with nature and the natural order of crops. God still provided, but in a new way. In our gospel story of the prodigal son, Jesus shows us how God, through the person of the Father, takes care of us without forcing himself on us or even preventing our turning from him. The Father honors a misguided request of his younger son, who by Jewish law had no claim on any inheritance, and divides his estate between his two sons. The father doesn't prevent the younger son from leaving home to live a life the son has chosen to live through his own free will. He doesn't chase after his son or send out detectives to find him and bring him back, but lets the son exercise his free will to embark on the path that the son has chosen. Once the son realizes the mistake he has made and comes back home, the father meets his son more than halfway and welcomes him wholeheartedly, with love, not judgment, with forgiveness, not reproach. God works the same way with us. God provides for us, but he does not force us into a relationship with him. My sisters and brothers, during Lent, we are invited in a special way to turn back to God in whatever way may be necessary, to be reconciled with God and with others. God is always patiently waiting for us to return to him through the sacrament of penance, to absolve us of all sin and make us a new creation as we ask for God's forgiveness and grace. And so let us pray and encourage one another to live out God's call to us this Lent, to provide for others through our almsgiving and good works, and to turn back to God with all our heart, soul, and mind through prayer, fasting, and reconciliation. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.